Thank you. Thank you very much for that welcome. Am I a little louder? Is my mic okay? I wanted to just thank my colleagues from Hoover. I don't know if you can look around you, but the technical work in making this happen has been absolutely superb. And also to acknowledge our CEO, Chris Guerrieri, who just came in over to the left, to thank him for really opening our doors and welcoming you all today. Also, I wanted to acknowledge the Ohio Soybean Board members, if you could stand up and say thank you to you, particularly from me in Ohio. And also, do we have any Ohio farmers who are investors in New Tech? Anybody here? We have Mercer here. You here? Thank you. Is Scott Bullis here? Scott's here, so thank you for Mercer Landmark. And finally, I want to acknowledge my Hoover colleagues in the back. Thank you so much for all you've done to support New Tech and welcoming us here. So I was asked to tell my story, and for those of you who've heard it before, I apologize. And I think the reason why I was asked to tell my story is I, too, Dale, sat on a lot of tractors. I'm a farmer's daughter, and I'm proud of that. And from a farmer's daughter has come this company. And so it's right and good that we are here today celebrating farming, celebrating soy, celebrating corn and wheat and other agricultural products. So the company, as it started originally, started with what I call our high-performance lubricants, Boltoff, Shield It, and LubeFix. And interestingly, my experience in starting this company came from my frustration with a petroleum-based product that I'd sprayed for the 30th time on my doorframe in my home, and it continued to screech and screech, and the can was rusted through. It's actually a picture of that can in my office. And it was supposed to be an anti-corrosive lubricant. And it was an anomaly to me that the can was rusted. I just thought, this is crazy. And nobody had really challenged this industry for 50 years. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of this lubricant not working. Let's shake it up. So shake it up we did. And we shook it up with soy. And why did we use soy, which I call the magic bean? We used it because it's 4 to 7 times more lubricious than petroleum. Isn't that a great factoid? I say that all the time. So soy naturally works better. I don't have to force the proof. It's back there on the little table of our testing that's by our table of products. It's easy to win using soy, and that's joyful for us. So these are the first three products that launched in Home Depot, and Boltoff is kind of cool. Just so you know, we try to be green all the way through. This is an aluminum recyclable can. It's filled with nitrogen. Nitrogen's more expensive, folks, but it's a green gas. Filled with nitrogen, we use soy ink. Our cardboard is recyclable cardboard. We go to great lengths to make sure that we're green from beginning to end. So those were our first three soy lubricants. And this is kind of cool, this little window pane can. I developed that because when I was watching Continental Airline mechanics using their lubricant that thankfully we've displaced, they kept dropping it. And what would happen is the straw, which I don't think was very smart, snapped off. And you couldn't empty the rest of the lubricant out of the can. So we developed a can, which is a window pane. It's called our non-skid device, so that when you grab that can, it doesn't slide in your hand, and you actually can emit the lubricant. The other cool thing is we don't need a straw because our actuation technology sprays up to 6 feet the harder you pull this trigger. Isn't that cool? So we don't need the straw. And then after developing those three products which launched in Home Depot, I decided that, you know, actually we needed something that was 100% biodegradable. These are greater than 90% biodegradable. We wanted 100% non-toxic, NSF-certified, bio-preferred, labeled Simply Soy, which is Simply Soy. Adam, it's 98% bio-preferred. Isn't that cool? And this is just magical soybean oil. You can spray this on your grill. You can spray it at home. You can spray it anywhere around marine environments. NSF means certified for safe use around food. We're H1, H2, and A8. So this is a great little product. Again, soybean-based, and really now Ohio soybean-based, which we'll talk about in a minute. The rest of the soybean line, which was developed, came with the creation of our Simply Soy wipes and our Simply Soy grill wipes, which we launched after the 2009 hardware show. And the really cool thing about our Simply Soy grill wipes is I was walking around that show, and what occurred to me was that the tools up on the wall at the hardware show really appeared very clean and non-rusty. And Dale, I don't know about your farm, but on my farm, we didn't have tools that weren't rusted. When I pulled my dad's tractor up to the tool shed and put the tools on the back of the wagon for the day when I was out fixing grapes and grape wires, those tools were a complete rusty mess. And I thought, why hasn't anybody patented putting a lubricant on a wipe to clean and protect tools? And so a lot of you know who've heard me tell you this story before, I called my patent lawyer, and lo and behold, we patented putting a lubricant on 100% biodegradable cotton, U.S. cotton, made wipe. So these are now out in the marketplace. Proud to say we just did a Charbroil dual-purpose wipe for their grill business, and you'll see these now with a Charbroil logo on them. So that's our lubricant line. And then, quite interestingly, I was approached by a brilliant chemist who had a bio-based, 96% bio-based cleaning solution. And he said, hey, Kathy, I really like what you've done, the integrity of your packaging. Would you be interested in purchasing 100% biodegradable formula that's 90-some percent bio-based? And I said, you know, I don't have a lot of money right now. I'd spend it all on the lubricants. And I said, you know, if you would come inside my company and I'll give you a percentage of sales, I would love your formula. And from then, we took our formula, which has a bit of corn in it, corn growers would be pleased to know, and other organic products, and we launched our green cleaning line, which at the base of it is a product called Grime Off. And Grime Off is known for its foaming capabilities. It sticks on surfaces and cleans through grime, the same grime that you find on NASCAR wheels. We clean the NASCAR wheels that spin around those tracks every week with this product. And it's completely safe. People love it when I do that. Won't hurt you. In fact, I'm on HSN next week, and they said, could you do that? We want you to do that. And it's completely safe, which is the lovely, I mean, how many people would do that with a chemistry they're going to clean carbon-based dirt with? Again, bio-based, a great celebration. So Grime Off came about, and this is also used to clean the landing gear of 737s. Right now it's being tested in American Airlines. Very proud of that, to clean the fuselage of their plane and a power washer. So Grime Off's very powerful cleaning chemistry. We also launched a product called Green Carpet. And by the way, all these trademarks, I think as a chick, I'm standing there thinking of these trademarks and thinking somebody's got these trademarks, right? Grime Off. All those cleaning giants, and we own Grime Off. Now it's Hoover. We're a cleaning giant, so we own Grime Off. But what's amazing is the brands that were created were a lot of fun, too. So Green Carpet, I thought, well, roll out the red carpet. Well, no, now it's green. We're cleaning green carpets. And so our carpet spray, which removes spots, also bio-based. And as you can see, foams, cleans with intrusive foam. And again, you can not worry about that product. Most recently, and Grime Off comes in lots of forms, too. Comes in our wipe form and also in large containers. Our newest product in our cleaning line, which is a lot of fun, which we just launched on the shelves of AutoZone in the last month, is a great story. So I was with the buyer of AutoZone, Greg Miller, and he said, Kathy, I love your product line. You guys have done a superb job, but I have a problem. I need a green brake cleaner. The brake cleaners of the world are being outlawed, which are chlorinated, non-chlorinated products, and they really... How many of you use brake cleaners? Do they hurt your eyes? They hurt when you inhale them? Because those are the stories that I hear. This is your new product, Grime Off Brake Cleaner. And we came back in 4 days with a bio-based product, safe, to AutoZone and said, here it is. Here it is packaged, here's what the package will look like, and we launched a month ago. That visit to them was in November. The joy of being an entrepreneur in a company like Hoover is you can move quickly with resources. Is that a great story? And now we have a bio-based cleaner on the market at a time when people are looking to displace or replace a toxic cleaner that hurts people. So this is a fun story. So the cleaning line... is our brake cleaner, our green carpet, our Grime Off, our wipes, And then this is a fun little story which I like to tell. I promised in the press release event that I would tell this story. Those of you that heard before, I'm sorry about my son Charlie having to feature again. But Charlie was in the car when I smelled gas on my hands for the 10th time, 20th time in front of him, and I said, ah, you know the smell I'm talking about, right? Gas, diesel, on your lawnmower, on your weed eater, on your gas can, on your hands, gas off removes it. Designed by my son, trademarked by my son, came down to my office and created the little trademark. And the first customer we had was Kroger, and Kroger gas stations, Kroger stores. And so a very proud 6th grader, now 10th grader, created a product and launched it out through the company. But this is, again, bio-based. And the lovely thing to say about our wipes, which I said to you are 100% cotton-based, is that they're, pardon me while I sell, twice the size of any other wipe you'll use and non-woven. And very strong. So we love to sell that feature about our wipes. They're cotton, but they're tough. And they're U.S.-grown cotton, as I said. So a real agricultural statement. Two more things I want to say is, in telling the story about the creation of this company, as I think I shared with you earlier, I conceived the company in 2007, launched products in 2009, and Hoover very kindly thought that I might be worth acquiring in 2010 of July. And so it's been a very fast-paced environment for creating a product that's bio-based, a set of products. We now have 15 retail products and over 45 commercial products. Again, a celebration of agricultural products, a celebration of what it means to be bio-based, and work, and work. Our slogan is mean but green. So the nice thing about this story and the power of farmers and the farming side of this story is that just as I was running out of money, the classical problem of the entrepreneur, I mean, there are only so many checks you can write. I was asked to give a speech by Rocky Black. Rocky, you want to stand up? Because this is a big event. So now the Deputy Director of Agriculture for the state of Ohio. I was asked to give a speech in Lima, Ohio, and I can remember the 3-hour drive each way and my colleagues saying, Kathy, you really don't have time to drive to Lima, Ohio. We really need you to be back in the office. We had some stuff going on that was critical. And I said, but Rocky asked. So I drove to give a speech. And after I gave my speech, a fine gentleman called Roy Kloppenstein came up to me and said, Kathy, on behalf of a group of Ohio farmers, would you be interested in some investment? My knees started shaking. Said, yes. And the Ohio farmers from Heartland Ag Dever and Mercer Landmark Growers Cooperative invested almost $1 million in my company that made it happen. And without those farmers, this company wouldn't have happened. And so it's a great story that farmers saw their own products being deployed in mine and wanted to be part of that story. And that, for me, is the future of an economic cluster around bio-based products. It's actually getting farmers engaged in the development of their own products. The other side of the great story, which is the farming side, is that Heartland Ag Dever, who did invest in my company, and Scott, could you stand up, please? I'm sorry. Scott Bullis from Mercer Landmark. So I tried for over a year and a half to get my products certified for Eco Options in Home Depot. And the soy and other farmers of the world will know that the certifying bodies have a very tough time certifying bio-based products because of growing practices. They say the life cycle used in deploying a bio-based or an agricultural-based product, there are trade-offs we're not willing to give with petroleum. And those trade-offs are things like phosphates that cause eutrophication in the Mississippi Delta. Runoff that's caused to rivers by farmers. And they cite all these reasons why you can't be classified as a green product unless you pass a set of very stringent environmental tests. It's not just about whether you're using soybeans, but what type of soybeans and how are they grown. In comes Mercer. I'm giving a speech again for Rocky. It's a different speech. Yeah, I know, lots of speeches for you, Rocky. And I said, if anybody can find Ohio soybeans for me, every part of the supply chain is Ohio, but my soybeans. And lo and behold, in walks Mercer. Well, we extrude soybean oil in Mercer County, Ohio. Miracle, right? Not only that, they use Roundup Ready beans, so they don't spray Roundup. They have setbacks from rivers. They use GPS variant technologies where they apply only the amount of phosphorus and pesticides needed by the soil. I tested the rivers, I know this is crazy, around Mercer County, there was not excessive phosphorus. I turned that evidence in. And then we naturally extrude the oil, thank you, from heat without any hexane in the process. And so all of these wonderful facts about the growing practices of my farmers in Ohio enabled us to use those soybeans and get certified for eco options, which is another great farming story. Not that you have to have those kind of beans for every type of delivery, but wow. And the farmers who went to that extent to get me to the point where I could get certified is another great story. So I have a lot to give thanks to Mercer Landmark, a lot to give thanks to for the Ohio Soybean Board and the United Soybean Board for their support. And Jim Pollock, you're here today? Jim, thank you. Jim actually worked on behalf of the United Soybean Board along with Mercer to get our certification on EcoOption. Did you work with me for almost 2 years?
It was excruciating.
It was excruciating. But we got there. We got there. So big thanks to you, another hero in the audience. So the point of the story is to simply say, this company was created by a lot of people with dreams, a lot of people who put their grit to work, farmers who put their money to work, farmers who believed in me, who I'm incredibly grateful for and to. The Mercers and the Ohio Soybean Board and others, I owe you hugely, and thank you for believing in me, and thank you for coming here today to celebrate the U.S. Biopreferred labeling process, as well as your own annual stakeholders meeting. I think we have a lot to be grateful for to the USDA, and thanks again for your time.